Our Daily Bread is brought to you every morning, 7 days a week at 8 a.m. by the Circle Drive-In, Plains, Montana, where good food and friendly faces remind us of the blessings we share. May your day be filled with faith and gratitude. A special thanks to Joe and the staff at Our Daily Bread for the opportunity to spread the gospel. Founded in 1956, Our Daily Bread continues to inspire hearts and nourish souls.
As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Galatians 4, verse 13.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Beauty from Infirmity was written and read by Sheridan Voisey.
The artist Degas suffered retina disease for the last 50 years of his life, switching from paint to pastel because the chalk lines were easier to see. Renoir had to have brushes placed between his fingers when arthritis made them clench like claws. And when surgery left Matisse immobile, he turned to collage, directing assistants to attach coloured pieces of paper to a larger sheet on the wall. What followed in each case was a creative breakthrough. Degas' Blue Dancers, Renoir's Girls at the Piano, Matisse's The Sorrows of the King, and other masterpieces. By adapting to their trial, beauty emerged from their infirmity. In a similar way, Paul wasn't planning to visit Galatia during his early missionary journeys. An illness forced him there. Apparently, Paul sought a different climate, wound up in Galatia, and, even though he was ill, started preaching. Ironically, the Holy Spirit performed miracles through him, and the Galatian church was born. This surprising outcome may never have happened without Paul's illness. What trial have you faced, and how did it change the direction of your life? By refocusing your gifts, you too may see God bring beauty out of your infirmity. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.